Something interesting kind of jumped out at me when I read the beginning of Proverbs 2. And first I'll read the first five verses. It says, "My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God." Now, one thing that jumped out at me is you kind of divide that into three different sections of what we're supposed to do. And there's kind of a two-step process. At least it seems that way to me. Like the first part said, if you'll receive my words, that's the words of your parent or someone who's come before you, who's walked that road before you, who has that wisdom. If you receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, so that treasure is kind of like the next step. Don't just listen to what I say, but treasure what I say deep within you. And then make your ear attentive to wisdom. So, you know, pay attention to it and listen for it. But the next step is to incline your heart. Go beyond just a cursory listening, you know, but really hold it in your heart. And then the third one, it says, if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. That's just, you know, speaking out and just saying, hey, I want wisdom in whatever area this is. And then it says, but you got to go beyond just saying, hey, I need wisdom. You've got to search for wisdom like you're digging for silver or for gold, or, you know, you go on an expedition to find it. So there's kind of this next step, and a lot of times it seems to me we get caught up on the first step. You know, we say we want wisdom in a certain area, like, you know, money matters. You know, we say we want to get out of debt. We say we want to have certain things for our kids that we haven't had, and we want to go on certain vacations, because I know that, I'm living that. You know, we say we want these things, financial freedom, but we don't take that next step. We don't, you know, we can read as many proverbs about money management as we can, but we don't really treasure those words, because if we did, we'd listen to what they say. You know, we don't incline our heart to understanding. We don't search like silver. We don't put into practice the things that we say we want to do. And I think that's where we get caught up. I think that's where I get caught up. And this passage seems to say that if we do that, if we take that next step and don't just take it in, don't just listen to it or say we want wisdom and understanding in a certain area of our lives, we need to take the next step and truly treasure it in our hearts, incline our hearts, search for it. And it says in verse 5, then you will discern the fear of the Lord, the knowledge of God. You'll discern the knowledge of God. And again, it links that fear of the Lord, that's an essential part of it. Is, you know, you've got to realize that ultimately it comes from the Lord. So, you know, you have to have that foundation of prayer and acknowledgement that it comes from the Lord, and He can take us to that next step. You know, I don't think we can get that next step without the Lord. You know, we need that fear of the Lord to take it to the next level. So I guess my call to action for all of us is to take that next step. Don't just say we want wisdom, but truly mean it and fall to our face before the Lord in prayer and ask, and we shall receive.